I want to just kind of wrap this thing up so I can get us all out of here on time. And I want to start by thanking all of you for coming and showing up. And many of you I know and love very dearly. It's always nice to see new faces and get to know new people as well. And we're all getting older, and I don't know how many more years I'll be doing this or how many more years you'll be coming or whatever it is. So it's always precious in the moment right now, and it's blessed for me to feel that. I do. Somebody sent a note that asked me to tell them when the IMS retreat was for next in May. It's May 4th through the 11th. You just go to IMS, and it's online. It's online, so just scroll down, and anyway, you can find it. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. But I also I want to again emphasize. After lunch, or in the morning, I wasn't very clear about the love I have for Sims, and how I hope that you'll finance it and keep offering donations and Donna to the organization and to Tim and to Eric. You don't know how rare it is to have two really fine guiding teachers in a single sangha here in a city. And it needs your support. It dies in darkness. I was watching the Washington Post, and Washington Post, the banner underneath it says, democracy dies in darkness. Well, so does the Dharma. It has to be fed. It has to be invested in. And you have, if you're from the Seattle area, you have something there that's very precious. And I hope you feed it, go to it, attend it, and help it survive. And all Dharma centers need to be survived, need to survive. When I was younger, just getting in some 50 some years ago in Dharma practice, there was a Tibetan saying that says, this thing will last 100 years and then it will slowly fade out. And I didn't know where I was in that 100 years. I mean, I didn't know the dates of that 100 years, but I know we're at least 50 some years in. I happen to have a lot of respect for those prophecies. And so we don't know, it has to be. It has to, your aliveness has to be infused within it for it to survive. And during this time, it's of utmost importance, as I have mentioned. So I just want to pass that on. And then I want to thank people. There's a whole group of people behind the scenes that make this thing run as you begin to hear them speak and bring people forward and help me with my dysfunction on technology. And so I want to thank Ken, who's been there, never seen, but back there, supporting. I want to thank Tim, who's been here, but just doesn't make his presence known, a dear friend of mine, known for decades. And I want to thank Ellen, who did. I would watch her from the side because I just love watching her do her ballet of Qigong with the preciousness that I know she brings to it. And you're all honored with that, I think. I think it's an honoring that she is offering. So I want to thank her as well. And I want to again thank all of you for your attendance. Thank you. This is nice. We don't know how many more or how long or what we'll meet again, but right? We're here now. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Rodney, did you want to mention the homework?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Tim. Are you still there, everybody? Okay. So I have left homework. That's my imprint. That's my heritage. I never leave you alone. I have something for you to go home and do. And so attached to something, some way it will be brought to your awareness. Just a way of continuing on in this theme of boundary exploration. So that will, what, how will that, Tim, how will that show itself?
Well, Ken just posted a link in the chat and also sent an email out with that information as well as Dawn information. And also Ellen's provided some Qigong resources.
And all of this is being taped. Even the Qigong is being taped. So you can do her Qigong in the future. You can listen to all the talks and all of the guided inquiries and all everything but the Q&A. The Q&A, we honor your privacy and won't include that in the taping, but it's all available for you or will be soon. Thank you, Tim.
You're
Okay.
welcome. Thank you so much, Rodney, for offering these this weekend of teaching.
You bet. My pleasure, and nice to have you here.